It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's as American as an apple pie shot out of a cannon into a pickup truck full of flags. Author of the new book, Modern Warriors, Fox and Friends weekend co-host Pete Hegseth. He's got more lines than Hunter Biden's drug dealer, writer and comedian Joe DeVito. She's already decked the halls being a family of four who live next door. She hates them. Host of Sincerely Counter Fox Nation, Kat Tiff. And he's not a fan of ceiling fans. My massive sidekick and host of Duff Set on Fox Nation, Taurus. All right, Joe, Hunter says that he always felt that he was an artist, but now he can actually say he is an artist.
An artist, yes, he is, or as I call him, Craxton Pollock.
Oh, nice. I guess.
Yeah, this artwork is going to look amazing on the White House refrigerator. What bothers me is that we are not picking on the child of a president.
No, we're not.
He's a grown man.
Yes.
And it's not just that. Look, he's got his issues, and especially when you hear Biden says, as long as he's okay, we're okay.
Yeah.
That's not a sign that things are okay.
Yeah.
No,
Hunter Biden's not okay.
We're not out of the woods.
Yeah. It's like Joe says, well, I can't deal with the nuclear threat right now. Hunter's not okay.
He's not okay. He's not. And look, we don't say this to, look, he's got his substance abuse problems. I think we hope he's able to deal with them.
Yes.
That's not the issue. The issue is that he used his position as the vice president's son to get money from foreign interests.
Right.
That is the problem.
Yeah.
That wasn't the problem with Obama's daughters. It wasn't the problem with the Bush twins. Mm-mm. That they were selling their
own. Those were monsters. The Bush twins were monsters.
And you look at the way Barron Trump was treated horribly. It was no one's business to go after a child like that.
Right.
So you have someone who, these are legitimate questions about him. And now, I mean, would anyone else get this solo art show? And who else is going solo is the women he impregnates, because he doesn't help them out at all. So he is fair game, and they should be investigating this.
Kat, what were you thinking?
Yeah, exact same thing. It's so crazy to think about what it must be like to be one of these children of like a super influential politician. Like the sky's the limit of what you can do, except like it always gets way dumber than the sky. Like I remember when I was younger, my dream, all I wanted was to get the leads in the musicals at the community theater. Okay, so my mom took me to singing lessons, and then the lady called my mother and was like, I feel horrible taking your money. She's tone deaf, she's not gonna get it.
Right.
But like if I was a Biden, I'd be on Broadway right now. You can do whatever you want, but I'm glad I'm not, because in America would be deprived of how good I am at this job.
Yes, that is so true. Pete, I'm going to defend Hunter. I'm going to say that, he admits he's taking up artistry? Painting.
Yes.
Painting to keep himself off the drugs. So that's good. And also, let's face it, what he was doing for his dad. So his dad's more responsible than he is for these deals.
This entire time he has been. He's been working on. That's why this matters, to dovetail on what you said. It's the vice president's involvement in these foreign interactions, which makes him compromised across the board. It's why we care. Otherwise, I don't care when an adult child who's 50 years old is painting on a canvas.
Yes.
It doesn't matter at all. By the way, there's a New York Times article about Hunter Biden's painting, where he says he has no formal training, but he did sketch as a 7-year-old.
Yes.
So that's great. As he sketches in a $12,000 a month Hollywood Hills rented pool house with a Porsche outside. Where did he get the money?
Yeah.
From what interactions? What was compromised in the process? And that Stephen Colbert interview, we do a lot of fluff interviews, you might say, on Fox and Friends.
Yes.
Every once in
with
a while.
Dogs.
You're the expert.
Deals, here's some dogs, you know, whatever. And when you do those interviews, you ask people, how do you feel about that? Mm-hmm. To ask Joe Biden, how do you feel about the fact that your adult son is trafficking and all these things, is the ultimate softball. I did 10 seconds of research for this segment by Googling Stephen Colbert and Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
Adult children are fair game.
I think you should do hard-hitting interviews with those dogs.
Yes. I'll try. Is this your poop?
With the
Look at
out.
It. Is this your poop? All right. So Tyrus, Joe Biden says that Hunter is the smartest
person he knows. Whoa. Pete just brought up all the things that Hunter's gotten away with. He's got a pool house. He lives in a pool house. That sounds like splendor to me. He might be the smartest person because he's gotten away with so much.
Okay. I think Pete is probably the only one who will ride with me on this horse right here.
Yeah.
Sometimes as a parent, that interview reminded me a lot of a parent-teacher conference where the teacher is asking you what you really think about your child.
Yeah.
And all you can do is go, he's smart.
It's a little different
smartest,
in home than
yeah,
there.
The one yeah. that I ever had. And your wife is next to you mm-hmm. grinding into your arm because you don't want to go there because the old man wants to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Everything about when you mention his son it yeah. seems to me is just he has to be disappointed. I would be disappointed.
Yeah.
The fact that this stuff keeps coming up, mm-hmm. he has to be disappointed. I mean, now he's going to be an artist. You know, like here with my own children, if they did something like this, if my children had a eating problem, mm-hmm. right? And then all of a sudden they wanted to go into art where they used a fork to paint.
Yeah.
I'm going, how long before this fork ends up going into the grape instead of the painting?
It's a gateway drug.
Like, you have to separate and be the parent.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to leave it at that. And then finally, man, thank you for mentioning the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
He watches this show every week. Diehard fan, the human suplex machine. What up, Iron Sheik? That's about the only thing I feel good about this, because as a parent, that look, if you go back to the look on his face, I can make it. Pete can make it. It's just like this.
I don't know, though. It could just be that Joe, that's the only expression Joe can really make at this point. All right.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
He had to be mean to save the scene. Tom Cruise was recently recorded on the set of the next Mission Impossible film, reprimanding the crew for violating COVID protocols. The tape tirade was acquired by The Sun, which is a paper, not the orb. Check it out.
We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone.
Apparently, 5 crew members later quit after Cruise launched a second rant on set. And Tom has since shut down production to take an earlier than expected Christmas break. Regardless, filming during a pandemic is a risky business. Fortunately, it only takes a few good men. And you can safely film outside as long as it doesn't rain, man. But he's still might become Miss Congeniality too, Armed and Fabulous. Yeah, he was in that movie too. He played Sandra Bullock. Oh, jeez. So is this our first glimpse of Tom expressing a heartfelt opinion or just another carefully crafted PR stunt? Hey, Kat, real or fake? And I'm talking about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I think, I guess real. I don't know. I've never seen a single movie with him in it. I've never seen. Tom Cruise movie. Never.
Not even the ones he made in Mexico in the 70s.
No, I don't know. I've heard of them, right? Like, there's one that's one called Vanilla Sky.
Yes.
And then there's one where
that's
he wears like a white shirt buttoned down with socks. But
risky business.
I only know that I've he did that though because it was John. Referenced in Never Been Kissed. It was the guy's costume. I've never nary a one.
Nary.
No.
I never saw Top Gun.
What?
Movies I watch, Happy Gilmore, Tropic Thunder, yep. Zoolander. Okay, I am a 12-year-old boy and a 32-year-old woman.
Big Ben still.
By the way, he is in Tropic Thunder.
He is in Tropic Thunder, yeah.
Oh, that's not his movie.
You know, he did, though. He played a Harvey Weinstein character, which means he knew everything about Harvey Weinstein and said nothing. Tyrus, do you think he was legitimately outraged?
I honestly think he had all the right moves. Boom! You know what I'm saying? Wah!
I don't greatest. Get it.
Oh, it's a great movie. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Listen, I agree with this. And especially, I even support the MF bomb. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Whatever you do at your own home with your own family is your choice, and I would not tell anyone whether they're going to wear a mask, social distance. If it's around your own thing, you have every right to do what you want to do. You know the information. I support that. How I do in my household is my rules, right?
Yeah.
When you take a job, mm-hmm. and they say there's our rules, you want to go to a shopping center, and they say if you come in here, you have to wear a mask, because that's their policy, you need to follow it.
Yeah.
You don't like it, you don't have to shop there. That's how it works. If you feel your freedom's being impeached, you don't have to do it. Mm-hmm. He was right. There was a lot of jobs on the line because I myself just finished a movie where all I was doing was social distancing. Mm-hmm. And when people weren't doing it, I left set because I'm like, I'm working hard to fulfill my part of this. If you can't follow it, don't work here. I think obviously, you know, whether it was a PR spot, I think this hurts him more than helps him because now he's caught up in the politics of it. Instead of if the job says no hats and I go into work and I have my hat on and I get yelled at, I can't say, well, this place sucks. This is the rules. Like, you have to follow. And there's a lot of people. There's a ton of people on a movie set. So I agree with him in theory, but I think this is going to hurt him more than help him.
I just finished a movie, too.
What?
Tropic Thunder 3. I've never been on a set, but this is a set. I acknowledge that. There's rules you have to play by. I prefer the private sector applied rules to the government mandated applied rules. Right. I wondered what's at play there. But this is, I guess Tom Cruise is putting the science back in Scientology. They take it very seriously.
Yes.
It's a different kind of science.
It is.
It's not quite clear what it is.
Yes.
It's just like COVID and the rules they tell us.
Zemo.
But would you expect anything less from Tom Cruise?
No. Everything's over the top.
Over the top.
Exactly.
Boom.
That was a
Stallone.
You guys know a lot about this guy.
That's a Stallone movie. Oh, wait, let me
think.
Never seen any
that.
Of those either.
Joe, you've been mistaken for Tom Cruise.
Very often.
Yes.
On the way in.
Yes.
I can see why there'd be confusion on the set because it's supposed to be 6 feet distance, but they also claim that Tom Cruise is 5'8".
Yes.
So you can see it's very elastic. I think that's why he's still a Scientologist, so he can stand next to David Miscavige and tower over him. Because Miscavige looks like he should be making toys for Santa. He's a little dude. I don't blame Tom Cruise for being mad because he put up the money for this film. And a lot of people don't know this. He got that money by renting out his home for prostitutes while his parents were on vacation.
Oh, really?
That's true.
Just like in that movie,
Wow.
I was a teenage whoremaster.
I had no idea.
So cut him some slack.
Wow, that's good. Some things I never knew until I talked to you, Joe.
Font of information.
Yeah,
I think
I think people will really enjoy the David Miscavige shot.
Is Adam Sandler
in it? Oh, I'll never work in Hollywood again now? Is it? Please.
He might be in trouble because he yelled at people.
Yeah, I know.
He
but the only thing is,
he is
yelling at people.
That's the problem.
Millennials on set.
All right. Thank you, Pete, Joe, Kat, Tyrus. That's it. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America. Great show. Here's...
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.